شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you allow me, I shall speak in Arabic. At the outset, I find myself compelled to thank the chairman and the paper that he presented, because it is one of the most positive, according to most analysts, since the beginning of the discussion of autonomous weapons within the conventional weapons system. It's a comprehensive document that includes a lot of proposals. It also gave a clear program of work, which is the most clear since we started 9 years ago. May I concentrate on two points regarding time and place? I shall start with the place, and this is what was mentioned by my colleague. Maybe briefly, it was mentioned by the organization of Article 36 regarding concentrating discussion and addressing and regulating laws only within CCW. However, it seems this is the intended goal by nature of the convention and its protocols. However, we must not forget that this topic was submitted to us from HRC when the special rapporteur spoke about extrajudicial crimes. And we mustn't forget that last November, the United Nations Organization of UNESCO submitted its recommendations on AI. And this is part of the subjects that we deal with within laws. So we cannot say a proper restriction or prohibition that other international fora, like the General Assembly or other fora, we cannot restrict them or prohibit them from addressing the subject and considering it in depth in order to solve the problems of emerging technologies and laws. My second point is on our agenda. It seems that the time frame was not taken into consideration. I mean by that, if we reach a decision on some of the proposals that we consider as North Africa and Middle East organization and our role in preventing lethal robots, that we are compatible with the idea of drawing up a legally binding instrument that would prohibit the use of laws regarding human agency and other technical things. This subject must be taken into consideration. When we say that we will adopt this proposed paper that was professionally presented, and I thank you for that professionalism, we have to take into consideration this, and we should also like to thank the state parties. I believe we have to put a time frame at least for how we will start the discussion of the goals that we will be reaching. How is the group of a governmental expert going to work on their mandate and all that in order to buy more time? I believe this is the expectation of no one. And unless the CCW can compensate for the lost 9 years, otherwise we have to allow other parties outside this fora to deal. And as such, I advise, I recommend the serious consideration of the recommendations in this paper. Thank you, sir.